Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is March 20th, 1953, and the title is Dodge City or Bust. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Hold on to your hat, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Dodge City or Bust, right after this message.
The thunder of hooves mixed with the thunder of guns when the big Texas cattle drives moved up the trail to the Kansas railhead. Bandits and rustlers waited at every turn to make their kill. And that's why Charlie Odom sent for United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles. Charlie was determined to get his herd of prize steers to Dodge City or bust.
Yeah, well, Bill, I don't know how to tell you and Jingles how much I appreciate your coming on this drive with me.
Glad we can make it, Charlie.
Well, I ain't so sure I am.
Now, Jingles, don't go looking on the dark side.
Well, Bill, you know darn well that nobody ever just up and sends for us unless they got some trouble brewing.
You must have got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, bud.
Bed? Bill Hickok, you know I ain't seen a bed in 3 weeks. Now we got to turn right around and follow this herd of critters to Dodge City and... That'll take 6 weeks if we're lucky, and more if we ain't.
Well, I'm going to make it real easy for you, Jingles.
Yeah.
You see, Jingles, you're always hollering before you hurt.
Hey, Colorado, keep circling that herd and keep them quiet.
How are you going to make it easy for me, Charlie?
Well, seeing as how you're so tired riding horseback, I figured maybe you might enjoy something easy, like driving the chuck wagon. Hey, Rusty, hitch up that wagon.
The chuck wagon?
Of course, you'd have to do a little cooking on the side.
I knew it. I doggone well knew it.
Easy, Jingles. Watch your blood pressure.
It ain't enough that I got to choke on dust all the way to Kansas. Now I got to fight a hitch of hammer-headed mules and fix 3 squares of sourdough and beans for 20 bad-tempered cowpokes.
Well, if you ain't up to it, Jingles, I reckon I'll have to get somebody else.
Not up to it. Now, hold on there, Charlie. You know darn well I'm the best mule skinner and cook that ever ate the dust of a trail herd. Can't nobody say that I'm not up to it. No, sir, he bought, sir.
Well, good. I sure do appreciate it, Jingles. Boys will, too. They know how good you are.
Then it's all settled, partner.
Settled? Doggone it, anyway. How do I talk myself into things like this? Me and my big mouth.
You about ready to move, Charlie?
Yeah, Bill. Hey, Rusty. Ben, Colorado. Cut out those lead steers. Get them ready to move up the trail.
You better look for that chuck wagon, Jingles.
Now, don't rush me, Bill Hickok. I ain't sure I made up my mind yet.
These more of your riders coming, Charlie?
Riders? Where? Oh, no, Dad Blatchett. That's the Hiss brothers, Glabe and Pete. Glabe's a big one.
Who are they?
I reckon you'll know that in a pair of minutes, Jingles.
Well, Charlie, I figure you'd be just about ready to start them critters up the trail this morning.
That's right, Glade.
Me and Pete come out to make our last offer.
I told you before, Glade, I'm not selling my herd to you or nobody else. I'm driving them to Dodge City.
You're being a jug-headed fool, Charlie Odom. We'll give you $8 a head right where they stand.
$8?
Why, that ain't nothing.
That's a good price, stranger.
They're worth 12 to 15 a head at the Dodge City chute.
Reckon you better tell your friend to keep his chin out of this, Charlie, lest he wants to match lead.
Match lead? Now you're being downright childish, mister.
Easy, Jingles.
You better be riding on, Glade. You're wasting your time.
Not so fast. These two gents you got with you are asking for it.
We're not looking for trouble, mister. We just don't like seeing a friend get a bad deal.
Give it to him, Glade. He's asking for it, all right.
Yeah, and I'm going to take care of him.
Bill!
Now.
Oh!
I'll get him, Glade.
No, you don't! Ow!
I tried to give you a chance to leave peacefully, Glabe. I guess I should have told you that this is Wild Bill Hickok and Jingle.
Hickok and Jingle. Glabe, it's a marshal. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, no, wait to pick up your gun.
All right. We're getting. But you'll never drive those critters into darn city, Charlie Odom. Come on, Pete.
Bill, I told you there was a reason Charlie Odom once sent for us.
That's the answer, Charlie?
You guessed it, Bill. Those two varmints have been hounding the life out of me. Now I know we're in for it somewhere along the trail.
In for it's right. Why, those Hiss brothers are just about two of the meanest-looking snakes I've ever seen. Sour, Doe, and Sidewinders, this is sure going to be some cat drive.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. With the threat of the Hiss brothers hanging over them like a cloud, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles started north with Charlie Odom's trail herd. Bill rode alongside Jingles and his chuck wagon.
Yeah, looks like you're right, Bill. We're coming into Dog Canyon and no signs of trouble yet.
Let's hope we make it on through.
Doggone you blasted long-eared jughead! Get up there!
Uh-oh, Bill. Looks like Jingles is having a job getting his mules to take this rocky grade.
We'd better give him a hand. Get over there, Buckshot.
Yeah. Those mules he's got are mighty stubborn, I reckon.
That won't bother Jingles. He's the best hand with mules I ever saw, Charlie.
Yeah! Ha, ha, ha! Think I got all day, mules?
Hold on, Buckshot.
What's the matter, Jingles? Need some help?
Me need help, Bill? No. These are the orneriest four-footed creatures I ever ran afoul of. Charlie, you must have bought him from old Nick himself.
Now, Jingles, those are good mules.
Good for nothing, you mean.
Hey, Bill, here comes trouble.
Doggone it, I ain't got enough trouble with this team. Now somebody's got to start shooting. I'll show them.
What are you shooting at, Jim?
I don't know, but if anybody wants to start a battle, I'm ready. Bring them on.
Hey, there, up on the side of the hill.
Well, they can't hit anything from up there. Wonder what their game is.
Might be trying to start a stampede.
And if they do, we'll lose half the herd. I'll bet a buck on it.
Charlie, go get the boys to circle the lead steers. Get the herd to milling, just in case.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Bill. I'll get right on it. Hey, Ben, Colorado, turn those leaders. Be quick about it.
What's the idea, Bill?
Hold that wagon here, Jingle.
Whoa, you ho! Well, that's what you've been wanting to do all the time. Now do it. Whoa, whoa!
Whoever that is, we'll have to make the next move.
I don't get you, Bill.
Top of this canyon is narrow, Jingle. We rode on through in broad daylight, somebody'd be bound to get shot.
Or they could start an avalanche down on the herd.
Sure could. Two men could hold an army off up there.
You reckon it's the Hicks brothers, Glabe and Pete?
Well, that's my guess, Jingle, but there's many a rustler loose along this cattle trail.
You just gonna make us sit here and wait?
Well, I figure that's the best thing to do, partner.
Well, then I think I'll just open up this chuck wagon and get a batch of sourdough biscuits going. Might take a long time, and I sure hate fighting on an empty stomach.
I don't think it'll take that long, Bob.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Yeah, we got their herd to milling, like you said, Bill. Now, what you got in mind?
Bill says we just got to wait, Charlie, so I'm making a batch of biscuits.
Wait? Oh, but, Bill, we can't do that.
I figure that's the best way, Charlie.
And when Bill says that, you'd better go along with him.
Yeah, but why, Bill? Let's go up and smoke the varmints out.
That would give them the advantage, Charlie. We don't know who or how many's up there until they tip their hand.
Uh-oh, Bill. Here comes the rider.
Yeah. Didn't have very long to wait, did we?
Bill, it's Glabe Hiss. I'm going to fix him for good this time.
Hold it, Charlie. Hold it. Give me that gun. That's better.
Hey, what you doing, Hickok? I'd have shot him down like the varmint he is.
Sorry I had to do that, Charlie, but if you'd fired this gun at Glabe, no telling what might have happened.
You're right, Charlie.
I don't get you.
No crooked Jasper rides out in the open like this unless he's got an ace up his sleeve.
Yeah, but what ace can he have?
We're about to find that out right now.
Yeah. Hurry up and ride up here, you two-headed salamander, and state your business, quick!
Easy, Jingles. He might hold a bigger ace than we know.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll get back to my biscuits.
Look! Don't see no particular hurry, boys. Just come to pay my respects.
Now, we know better than that, you double-dealing coyote.
No blasted cowman calls Glabe Hiss a coyote, Charlie, and lives to tell it.
Easy, Glabe. We've got three guns to your one here.
Yeah, Bill shot one out of your hand back at the ranch, remember?
All right. I'll say what I got to say.
I figured you would.
I got another offer to make for this herd, Odom. This time, you better take it.
You give up right hard, don't you, Glabe?
Shut up, you big bag of wind. I'm talking here.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I'll just wait and have the last word.
Hold it, Jingles. Huh. What's your offer, Glabe?
$6 a head.
$6?
The price has gone down a little, hasn't it?
Yeah. And it's going lower from here on out.
And so are you, Glabe Hiss. Right down in a hole on Boot Hill.
Hold it, Charlie. And what if Charlie doesn't take up your offer, Glabe?
Well, now, I'm glad you asked that, Hickok. Because I just happen to have an ace in the hole.
Uh-oh, here comes.
At the top of Dog Canyon, it gets mighty narrow. I got barrels of blasting powder dug into the sides of the cliff.
Why, you,
and
Henry?
Pete's setting up there where he can get a bead on every barrel with his rifle.
You've been right busy, Glenn.
Yeah. Just try driving this herd on through the canyon. You'll be buried alive with them critters.
Looks like he's got his whip, Charlie.
And if you think of trying to get me now or when I ride away, forget it. I got men posted to shoot the first man that makes a move.
Yeah, if Bill says we're whipped, we're sure done for.
Hickok's smart, Charlie. Might as well hand over
just
the...
Just a minute, Glabe.
Now what?
It's a big shock to Charlie. You better give us a night to let him get used to the idea.
Well, it's our idea.
Just what he said, you hammerhead. Now come back in the morning and do your dirty work.
Well, why not? There ain't nothing else you can do. Unless you want to kill your herd driving around the country looking for another way north.
All right, we'll be looking for you. Sun up tomorrow morning.
Sure. Sure. I'll be here at sun up with my boys to take over the herd. So long, suckers. Yep. And I thought Wild Bill Hickok was such a smart hombre.
Bill, you ain't letting that salamander get away with this.
I sure never thought I'd see the day when you got outsmarted, Bill Hickok.
I'm not so sure he's got us outsmarted yet, Charlie. Jingles, you better feed all hands an early supper. We got a big night ahead of us.
Now you're talking, partner. You know, I knew you had something stewing up there in that head of yours.
It's stewing all right, Jingles. I just hope it doesn't get us all buried alive.
Buried alive? Now, Bill, before we jump into anything, I reckon we better talk this over.
All right, partner, we will. After supper.
Well, that ain't going to be long. All right, you cowpokes, come and get it before I throw it out. We're all going to get killed tonight. You better crowd up here and eat right hearty.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Knowing that they were being watched every minute, Wild Bill kept the whole camp from doing anything that might look suspicious to Glabe and Pete Hiss. Then, after dark, he gathered Charlie Odom and his riders around the campfire.
Okay, Bill, everybody's here.
Good.
What's your plan, Bill?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right, now, all right. Quiet down, you featherhead. Now, come on now. Give Bill a chance to spill what's on his mind. Oh, that's a sight better. Go ahead, Bill. How are we going to outsmart those sneaking coyotes up on the hill?
I'm not so sure we will, Jingles, but it's worth a try if everybody here is willing to take a chance.
You can count on my boys, Bill.
All right, here it is. Glabe's ace in the hole is that lineup of blasting powder up on the cliff.
Yeah. And that's what he's counting on to whip us.
And the only way he's got us setting it off is for Pete to shoot a rifle slug into each barrel.
Yeah, Bill, but that's real easy. He could bring down the mountains from both sides and cover the trail.
You're right, partner. He sure could. In the daytime.
In the daytime? Hey, he couldn't see to hit him at night, could he? Now, doggone it. Why didn't I think of that?
You just did, partner.
I did? Well, what do you know?
So we drive the cattle through at night. Tonight.
Yeah, now that's a real smart idea, Bill. But what if you hear us?
It'll mean a running gunfight, but that's better than being buried alive by an avalanche.
It sure is. Well, let's get moving.
The sooner, the quicker, Jingles. Charlie, get three riders on each side of the point. Jingles and I'll start the leaders through. Dark enough right now.
Sure thing, Bill. Colorado, you know what to do. Take Ben and the boys and hit the saddle.
No time to waste, Jingles. Take all night to move this mini kettle through that narrow pass at the top of the canyon. Steady buckshot.
Yep. Let me make it at all. Now, easy, Joker.
All right, Jingles. Here goes nothing. Hi, buckshot.
Ride with you, Bill. Jump, Joker. We got a full night's work to do.
Yeah! Come on there, you critters.
Get you longhorns! Move out! Find the way to fight them, Joker! Fight them!
Mighty good, Jingles, but not quite good enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Getting on toward sunup, and we ain't through the canyon yet.
Yeah, now's when we can look for Glade to make his move, partner. You keep watching those cliffs.
Well, if he makes it now, he's going to catch you and me right in that fancy trap of his.
Hey, Jingles, up there.
Where, Bill? What do you see?
Light on a rifle barrel. Now keep zigzagging.
Bill, it's getting light enough to see us. That shot was too close for comfort.
Well, two can play that game.
Bill, that one's come from the other side.
We're in for it, Jingles.
Yeah, but we're dragging up the trail into the herd. We can't get through the pass till those cows do. Ha! Ha! Get on, you critters!
Let's hope they don't get enough light to hit those powder barrels.
You said it. We're right under those cliffs now.
They're shooting at the cliffs over our heads.
Yeah, then we haven't got a chance if they hit that powder.
Look ahead there. Maybe we have.
The herd's almost through the pass. Let's run for it, Bill.
It's a long chance, but let's go.
Hi, Buckshot!
They got one of them, Bill. Jump, Joker! Jump! Run!
They got another one, Jingles. Here it comes.
Bill, we'll never make it. Faster, Joker! Get me out of here and I'll buy you a gold bridle.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
Well, Pete, we got Hickok and that overstuffed deputy of his anyway.
Yeah, Glade, but we didn't get Charlie Odom's herd. That's what we was after.
Well, Hickok and Jingles out of the way, that's going to be a cinch now.
How do you figure?
Easy. Charlie Odom always rides near the tail end of his herd.
Yeah, but Hickok and that deputy been riding there.
That's right. Now with them gone, Charlie's going to be back there again.
So what does that get us?
Well, we'll let him get those cattle almost to Dodge City. Then we'll ride up behind Charlie and pick him off.
Yeah. And the closer we get, we'll pick another one off.
Now you're getting the idea, Pete. And like I said, it's going to be a cinch. Instead of paying $6 a head, the whole herd's only going to cost us the price of a few lead slugs.
I reckon you're a lot smarter than Hickok ever was, Glade.
I'm the only one ever figured out a way to get him, and more than one's tried. All right, come on, let's ride.
Come on in right there, Glade.
What? Yeah, and you too, Pete, you sneaking lizard.
Hey, but Sam Hickok and Jingle, shoot him. Hey, Charlie Odom, ride for your life, Pete. Get up, get me out of here.
They're making a run for us.
They won't get far, Jingles. Come on, run them down.
Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Yeah, let's get them. Get up there, Nellie.
All right, Jingles. Get a loop in your rope. You take Pete on the left, I'll get Glade.
I got you, Bill. Just like a rodeo back in East Sidalia. Woo-hoo! Ride him, cowboy. My loops are swinging, Bill. Are you ready?
Just a little closer, Buckshot.
All right, partner. Now.
Well, I got mine. Come to Papa, you low-down varmint.
You too, Glade. Oh, my God.
Keep your rope tight there, Bill. Glade's as tricky as a brame of steer.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a fall out of you.
You've been trying that for a week, mister. Now I figure it might turn.
Oh. You got yours still?
Yeah, partner.
Then what am I waiting for? Now take this, you varmint.
By gum, you got him, Bill. I never seen anything to beat the way you and Jingles handled them varmints.
Well, that's our job, Charlie. I can take that herd on into Dodge City without any more trouble.
Ain't you coming on in with me?
Well, what do you say, Jingles?
Well, Bill, we got to take these two rustlers to jail. So I'll just hitch them up with the mules to the chuck wagon so I can watch them and eat at the same time.
We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Howard, Jack Crucian, and Jack Moyle. Our director is Paul Pierce,
story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.